The EP Podcast, heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.
And welcome into the EP Podcast. My name is Chris Lanuti, bellying up to my 9-foot homemade oak bar. Pour yourself a cold one. It's the weekend. You deserve it. This is your EP Podcast Weekend Update. Coach Jerry Verdi from Evergreen Park High School Football on this show, talking about the win last weekend and also about the game that happens the day this show comes out. That's right, Friday Night Football is back on the South Side, and they are 1-0. Plus, there's a ton of things going on this weekend. We're also going to have your weekend weather. It's all brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park, our proud sponsors. They know that having a bank that can deliver under pressure makes all the difference. That's why when the pandemic hit and local businesses needed help securing Paycheck Protection Program loans, they turned to the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. Their employees worked to help 13 local Evergreen Park businesses get more than $3 million in loans and save more than 200 local jobs. They can also make a difference for you with personalized banking solutions you can rely on, especially during these uncertain times. Learn more at bankevergreenpark.com/for you, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. I told my wife I was moving to shorts every day. Will I be able to get through the weekend wearing them? Weather time. So the day this show comes out, the high is only 52, partly cloudy, and on Saturday, 66 is the high, but it's going to rain likely in the evening. On Sunday, back down to 51 is the high, and the low is going to be down in the 30s. But Monday, get ready for some sun and some warmth in the 60s, and all sun on Monday. Looks like your typical end of March, beginning of April weather the week ahead. Highs anywhere from the 40s to the mid-60s. Would you expect anything less? Joining me on the phone line right now, look, this is going to be fun for the next couple of weeks because Evergreen Park High School football is back, and they had a big victory week one of the small but very important spring season. Big winners, 33-13 over Revis, and joining us on the phone line is head coach Jerry Verdi. How are you, coach?
We're doing pretty well preparing for this week's game.
We talked maybe a couple of weeks ago, and you were tempering expectations, and you were all about like, well, we'll just see. We're kind of a small team. We're a little undersized. We play with a lot of heart. And I'm like, man, he sounds like a guy that may not win a lot of games. And then you crush somebody right out of the gate. How did that feel?
Well, I don't know if we really crushed them. At halftime, we were actually losing 13-12. We had missed out on a few opportunities, but we definitely had a really good second half. We made some adjustments, and you know we've got a solid team. We are going to be undersized. We always seem to be undersized, at least up front. But they work hard, and you know they're fighters, and we have our skill guys are a year older. Most of them are at this point our juniors. Matt Walsh had a really great game for us. He's a senior. But most of the other guys are all juniors, and with a year extra experience under their belt after, you know, playing varsity their sophomore year. So, you know, it was really tough a couple weeks ago to tell you one way or another what was going to happen Friday night. You know, you don't know what Revis has coming back. You have an idea. You know, the season's been such, or at least the preparation, you know, it's all been moving really fast, and the progress, you know, we made a week and a half or whatever leading up to the game was pretty extreme. You know, just getting that sharpness back and getting the, you know, the conditioning and just getting used to, you know, the wearing pads. You know, 2 weeks out, you're never ready for a game. And if you'd have talked to me last week at this time, I still would have said we weren't ready. But we rose to the occasion, particularly in the second half, and we got some things done.
So what's the fix for people that may not understand or maybe didn't play football in high school or don't know what a locker room is like? What's the fix when you come into halftime, and as you said, it wasn't the best first half right there. I mean, you weren't doing what you wanted to do. You missed some opportunities. Is that you making adjustments to, like, the play calling, or is that something where you have to talk to certain players or pump the team up or fix something that you're noticing on the field individually or with a group on the field?
You know, good question. It's a little each, but it's not so much, you know, Newt Rockne type speeches at halftime, you know, that make the difference. You just, you know, you get the players to focus and on what their jobs are. And, you know, it's up to the coaching staff to make adjustments based on what we saw in the first half. And you know, particularly, you know, our first or a second game where we're still figuring out what our personnel can do, you know, for some guys that aren't quite as proven as, like, a veteran player, you know, you're not always sure what's going to work and what isn't going to work. And, you know, you obviously don't know what the other team's going to do. And we just made some adjustments offensively, some things that were working. We emphasized, went away from some things that we didn't like. And you know, and defensively, we didn't change a ton except for what we were keying on, the formations you were going to see, we thought we would see in the second half. And, you know, it's just kind of a refocus sometimes. Not quite as extreme as you may think it is, but for last week in particular, what we did worked.
This show comes out on a Friday, the EP Podcast Weekend Update, which means if you're listening to it on release date, there is a game tonight, Coach. So who do we got, and how does it look?
Well, we're playing the Bremen Braves, and Bremen was a really good team last year, and you know, we've watched some film on their game this year. They played TF South week one, and TF South's a perennial, you know, strong program, and they ended up getting beat in double overtime. So we know that they're going to be pretty focused, and they're going to be you know, ready to play. But they've got some good running backs. They've got some pretty good size up front. They've got one lineman that plays both offense and defense. He's 6'7", 370 pounds. Can't miss him. And so there's been some preparation, you know, trying to deal with him. But they're mostly offensively. They're a run team. And they run a form of the option, which we've had to practice for all week. We feel relatively good going into the game, but they are going to be a tough opponent.
All right, so we've got a game going on. You already won your first game. You told me you're treating this like 6 bowl games. So in bowl game number 1, I would imagine it was pretty exciting to play in front of people. I mean, just as we wrap things up here and look forward to this game on Friday night for the Mustangs, what did it feel like getting out there and finally playing in a competitive game?
It was surreal. I mean, honest to goodness, by the time we got midway through the first quarter, I don't think anybody on the field realized that it was March. It felt like September or October. And, you know, it's not till after the game that you're walking off and you're like, yeah, it's spring, you know. It was great for everybody, you know, even for Revis, even though the night didn't work out the way they had planned. It was just great playing football. It seemed like some normalcy, that phrase that keeps getting thrown around everywhere right now. But it definitely felt that way for us on Friday. You know, it felt like some normalcy, and everybody enjoyed it. And for the fans who were mostly parents and students, I know that they enjoyed the game. We got a lot of well wishes afterwards, and just people that were just happy to do something that seems normal, you know. It was great. It really was, and that really. The experience of Friday was able to, you know, really refocus us for the next 5 weeks, and everybody's just excited. We're excited to keep playing, and we just really hope that we don't run into any roadblocks, you know, dealing with COVID, where we could potentially lose 2 weeks, you know, and that's kind of really just the biggest scare going around everywhere, because there are some teams that have lost the opportunity to play for 2 weeks, because once your team goes into quarantine for 10 days, you miss a minimum of 2 games, you know.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen to you, and what I'm hoping for is 2-0. Let's win the second bowl game, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's rip it up. Good luck to you guys. Good luck to the team, and we will check in with you next Friday on the EP Podcast Weekend Update, see how it went, and preview the next game. Sound good?
Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
You've heard us talk about Cool Clouds Vapor Shop, local Evergreen Park business that helps people stop smoking. In fact, they've been around right here in Evergreen Park since 2014, and they are open and ready now to help smokers get off of cigarettes with a $30 starter kit. A wide range of devices are available. Try a different flavor or a nicotine strength. And right now they're offering curbside pickup, delivery, and shipping options. Cool Clouds also has a growing selection of CBD products and recreational cannabis accessories. First-time customers, mention the EP Podcast for 20% off your first purchase when you sign up for the rewards program. With gift certificates available, get one now for the smoker you want to get off cigarettes. Cool Clouds Vapor Shop, 3837 West 95th Street in Evergreen Park. Age verification is required, must be 21. Remember, quitting smoking is hard. Lucky for you, there's Cool Clouds Vapor Shop. The Village of Evergreen Park Police Department is now going to be holding two different T-level clinics with the Kids Golf Foundation, each clinic consisting of approximately 10 boys and 10 girls. These are being offered free of charge to boys and girls of the village between the ages of 8 and 13. And applications are being accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. First clinic kicks off on June 21st. It goes that entire week. Actually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There is not a Friday class. Same thing, second clinic in July starting on the 26th. They are evening lessons from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Applications available at the police department and at the community center. You can also download an application using the links at evergreenpark-ill.com. Waste Management wants you to know that the Green Yard Waste cans are going to be serviced starting next week on April 1st. That means if your pickup is on Thursdays, you get it next week. If your pickup is not on Thursdays, you get it starting the week after that. April 1st is the date that they have set when they will start taking your yard waste. If you did not hear the interview with Amy Kazin of Evergreen Park High School talking about this big performance, this musical, Working, musical inspired by Studs Terkel's best-selling book. Go back and check out that show. It's on demand. It's the one right before this one. This weekend, though, is when you can stream the show. Don't miss out. There is a 7 p.m. show you can stream online Friday night, 7 p.m. on Saturday night, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Watch the play at home. Follow the high school website, their social media. They'll be getting the link out to you. Your last chance to register a player of the age of 4 through 14 for Evergreen Park Recreation Department soccer is this Saturday. Actually, from now until Saturday, March 27th, this weekend. Season starts May 1st, goes through the 26th of June. $75 fee for residents, $85 for non-residents. I know it's hard to find things for the kids to do. The rec department doing a great job in Evergreen Park, keeping them active and safe. Drop by the community center or check out the links at evergreenpark-ill.com. The day this show comes out, as it has happened every single Friday, I think for the last 3 or 4 months, there's free COVID testing in Evergreen Park. Get over and get your COVID-19 test Friday, the 26th, 9 a.m. through 3 p.m., Yukich Field, 89th and Kedzie, northwest corner, drive-through, mouth swab, nobody's jamming anything up your nose. Testing sponsored by Cook County Commissioners Stanley Moore, John Daly, and Mayor James Sexton. We have so much more to talk about going on in the village. Listen, the rec department's got all kinds of programs available. Soccer, archery, volleyball, lacrosse. They've got the Easter Bunny showing up next week on Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at the community center. There's so many events and plans for the next couple of months. On Monday's show, we will be joined by three members of three different departments within Evergreen Park to break it all down for you. Remember, early voting has begun for your elections, trustees, village clerk, the mayoral election. Remember the EP Podcast has multiple interviews with both mayoral candidates online, on demand, anytime you want to listen to them. In fact, every show is available for you to listen to now, for you to listen to on Election Day on April 6th, for you to listen to afterwards. Everywhere podcasts can be found and always at theeppodcast.com. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Another show is wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's going to be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the nude is there. Another show is wrapped up, another show is wrapped up, another show is wrapped up, and it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up, another show is wrapped up, and by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudie's Basement, Broadcast Basement, the Nudie's Basement, the Broad Basement.
Slauncha.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found. And always at theeppodcast.com.